When is cheating okay? A Nerdalo rant about game cheats and exploitations. So if there's one thing that we've all been taught is that cheating is wrong, right? Like, life's not a test, why cheat? Or relationships are a test, why cheat? I don't know. But does that rule really apply when it comes to video games, though? Like, I'm sure we've all run into one person, if you're a gamer, that said, oh, you play it that way? Well, that's cheating, or that's wrong, that's stupid, that's not how you play, you don't get the full experience. Like, first off, who the hell are they to tell you how to play a video game? Like, it's your game, you have fun with it, right? Like, I think that's the whole point, and we can all agree, is for video gaming, is to enjoy yourself, have some fun, like, you know, just go with it, play the game, whatever, it's yours. But I'm getting a little off topic here. Like, back when I first started gaming in the early console days, you know, late 80s, early 90s, cheating was almost necessary in video games, essentially, even, because I don't know if you've played an old school game, like, we'll say Contra, or Double Dragon, or anything like that, but those games were hard compared to what we play nowadays. Like, I don't think a lot of gamers, modern gamers, realize exactly how spoiled we are when it comes to the whole difficulty aspect. Like, you died in a game, oh, that sucks, just respawn at your last checkpoint. Oh, you're playing Skyrim or Fallout, oh, you died, well, your last save was an hour ago, so that kind of sucks. But hey, at least you also have the quick save option from time to time. Woo, so that's something you can fall back on. But gaming in the early 90s, late 80s was almost punishing. Like, 3 lives, that's it. Like, you die once, you get 2 more, and then so on and so forth, boom, game over. That's it. Like, there is no continues. Sometimes you get the option, but there are no continues. It's just, oh, you died, sorry, bud. Like, back to the title screen. You know, sorry for your crappy life, you freaking loser. Wah, wah, wah. So, enter the cheat code, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start, boom! I don't just have 3 lives, I've got 30 lives now! Yeah! Somehow this game isn't as hard anymore, and I find it to be more fun. Or punch in another cheat code, and you're invincible for a little bit, or you have all the weapons. Like, P.S. Anyone who says that they don't cheat in games, they probably played GoldenEye at least once in their lives, and if they've done that, they've definitely tried it on DK mode or all weapons. Like, let's be real here, people. The pot is calling the kettle black. Now, getting back to the old school games, I remember one of my favorites was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and TMNT, Turtles in Time, was like one of my favorite games of all time growing up. Now, that's not to say that this game wasn't the greatest, it had its flaws, but the difficulty was pretty balanced. You know, you could play it on normal setting, still have a great time, but when you get to the end, they tell you, oh, you need to up your game if you want to see the real ending. Like, okay, cool, so we're gonna play it on hard mode then, and oh my gosh, I am getting my ass whooped. This sucks. I'm not going to save the Statue of Liberty because this foot soldier keeps punching me in the face. Like, boo freaking who. Okay, cheat code, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start, and now I have 10 lives. Sweet. Well, there you go. And I gotta say, people, it was totally worth it. I mean, oh my gosh, that ending was phenomenal. Like, you got the Statue of Liberty coming back, you got the boy in the background going, yippee, you got the credit character curtain call scroll thing, and then on top of that, Splinter sits there and tells you, congratulations, you completed your training, you are all now real ninjas. And I'm like, hell freaking yeah I am. Like, cowabunga, dude. Hey, you played and beat Dark Souls? Cool story, bro. I beat Super Shredder. What up? Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you know what? I'm gonna leave Dark Souls alone. Like, I'm just gonna let you ponder on that. I think I've said enough about that game to let y'all know how I feel about it. Moving on, though, back to the old school games, there's one other game I like to play called Earthworm Jim. Game was pretty fun, it was pretty insane, a lot of people that remember it probably loved it, I hope, but it was not short of its challenges, and when I played it on the PC, I had to always enter, or not always, but I had to moderately enter a skip level cheat just so I could get next or to the next part of the freaking game, because again, that whole 3 lives ratio aspect, whatever thingy, wasn't working out for me. It was starting to get annoying. I wasn't having as much fun. It, It made me cry, so boom, skip level. All right, cool, awesome boss fight. Boom, I win, the end. Oh no, though, I played it on the easy setting. So if you beat it on easy, all you get is a little rambling of Earthworm Jim talking about earthworms, and I'm pretty sure that 90% of what he says is false. So yeah, if you're doing a paper on earthworms, don't, you know, play Earthworm Jim. Like, it's not a valid source. Anyways, the only reason I know that is I didn't actually beat it on hard mode. I just took the game disc out, put it in my CD player, because I thought that'd be a great idea one day. And I got to listen to all the old audio files. So, yeah. Boom. Doubles as a game and a soundtrack. Cool stuff. Like, that's some next level hacking right there. Like, it was cool. It was cool because, like, it was all the tracks from the song, from the levels there, so you got to hear all the music from it, along with, like, 13 tracks of a guy belching the word Earthworm Jim. So, yeah. 90s. But anyway, speaking of Earthworm Jim, he was actually an unlockable character that you could play as in Clay Fighters 63 and a third, or Clay Fighters Sculpture Cut, depending on which one you played. But again, the only reason I know that is because I had to enter a cheat code to unlock him. So, and I just gotta say, playing as Earthworm Jim in a Mortal Kombat parody is just, that was heaven growing up. Like, I'm gonna take a moment to reminisce about that. Yeah, good times. Anyways, if a lot of you don't know what Clay Fighters is, it's fine, not a lot of people did, but it was kind of a parody of Mortal Kombat and stuff. And speaking of Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, see what I did there? Segways, awesome. I'm willing to bet that all the people that ridicule and derate you for, or degrade you for using cheat codes are the same people that are spamming Hadouken in Street Fighter. And if you play Mortal Kombat, it's Striker's gun. Like, I never understood that. Like, who brings a gun to a firefight? And by fire, I mean, like, Liu Kang and, like, his fireballs and, like, bullets versus magic. It makes no sense. Like, along with the rest of Mortal Kombat, but that's another rant. Now, the other thing, like, to do with Mortal Kombat is they also have the fatalities and, again, the super moves. Like, is spamming super moves or using them in general, is that considered cheating? Because we got cheat codes, we've got difficulty settings, and now we have things that are actually included in the game, like super moves and fatalities. And does that technically make using a fatality a cheat code? I mean, I don't know if you know this, but Mortal Kombat, for fatalities even, are the whole reason we have an ESRB rating system in the first place. Like, turns out parents don't like, you know, letting their kids watch some ninja rip another ninja's head off. You know, go figure. Like, cheating is wrong, and violence is bad, and all that stuff. So, I don't know, good job, parents. Like, that makes sense to me. But would the game be the same without them? Absolutely not. They're almost like, we'll say they're a necessary evil for games like that. Like, I don't know. I don't think that they're cheating per se, but I do remember that in some of the original instruction booklets for Mortal Kombat, they only would jot down half the special moves. So you would have to know a buddy that has the game, that knows a friend, that figured it out by just sitting there button mashing or inputting different combinations, and took the time to crudely write the directions and action buttons to press to do the corresponding special move. Like, don't get me started on Kano's Cannonball. Like, that thing was just nuts to try and remember. I don't even know. So, yeah, are they cheating? Probably not. But is it wrong? Well, a million bajillion parents think they are, but we never really cared about what they thought when it came to games anyways, right? Like, there you go. So, let's take it up a notch, and let's start talking about hacking and mods. Yeah, because that's a whole new level. Like, we're getting into the modern day gaming industry now. Like, hacking, okay, we'll come back to that in a second, but mods are something that are fairly new in the gaming world. Like, maybe they've been around longer in the PC world. I'm more of a console gamer myself, admittedly, but, you know, you see people all the time, Fusra dying in games like Grand Theft Auto. You know, you're just flying around in your Iron Man suit, and just, you know, attacking giant-ass choppers with the friggin' Dragonborn shout. Like, those are two different games living in the same world, and it's all, like, it's all due to hackers and modders, stuff like that. Like, I don't know, if you ask me, if you can add it into the game to have more fun with it, then who's to say that it's wrong? There's nothing wrong with, again, like, we're here to play games. We're here to have fun. I thought that was the whole point. Like, and speaking of Grand Theft Auto, they are, of course, famous for their cheat codes, raise and lower wanted levels, health, body armor, and weapon codes. Like, oh man, like, I could go on all day about R1, R2, L1, R2, left, down, right, up, left, down, down, left, and hacking away with the katana sword in Vice City. Like, those are some fun times. Like, you only got the sword, like, once or twice in the game, but that wasn't going to stop me. You know, it was fun. Like, that's what we do it. That's what we do. But recently, or at least in Grand Theft Auto 4, they kind of switched it up and made it so if you use the cheat codes and continue with your game with them implemented, you lose out on achievements or trophies or, in some instances, a part of the ending, I think. So I think that's a pretty good balance, if you ask me. Like, if you want to take the time to cheat and have fun with it, cool. But if you're going to actually use these cheats to cheat and basically just be all frickin' Rambo gun-ho through every little mission you do, well then, I guess you really aren't getting the full experience. But again, who am I to tell you how to play your game? You're there for fun. Have fun with it. Now, one thing I will say is that game mods, you know, as fun as they be, can be, hacking in itself can be a dangerous thing, of course. Now, I've seen hacks and mods where, like, people playing Doom have turned the whole planet of Hell, or Mars, I guess, depending on what the canon is, they turned it into a Gotham City-like thing. So that could be fun. Like, that's awesome. But then you have others that use it, well, they use their powers for evil instead of good, we'll say. I mean, you have these people that go in and change the source code and fix these games up and make them more intense, and they're practically gods among men. But then there are the others, you know, those, namely the Call of Duty gamers that like to hack the servers. Because, again, cheating has evolved over the years. You know, we're all online now, and that can get potentially dangerous. I was saying earlier with the whole Call of Duty thing, I remember I was playing that game one time, and all of a sudden there's all these weird-ass coding messages appearing on the screen, and then everyone on my team is getting, you know, struck by lightning, we're all dead, and buddy's racking up the kills, and, you know, it wasn't fun. You know, stuff like that just ain't cool, bro. Like, just don't do it. Not to mention the fact that that's not even covering potential credit card scammers and phishers. Like, there's a lot of important information on the servers nowadays. Again, gaming has evolved, and it's getting pretty scary, so I don't know, in the end, you gotta be careful with it, but, you know, you don't wanna overstep your boundaries. Like, you don't need me to tell you to protect your information, that's something we should all know by now, but you gotta watch out for them Napoleons out there, like, the ones who don't know their limits, you know, become obsessed with the whole winning thing. I don't know if anyone knows too much about Napoleon, short guy, you know, kind of a war legend. Game obsessed with winning, didn't really work out in the end. Wah, wah, wah. So yeah, cheating can get dangerous, but in the end, games are meant to be fun. You know, I've said before that I'm not a cheater, I'm just a gamer. You know, it might not seem right, it's just taken three lefts. So yeah, that's how I'm gonna look at it. You know, this has been Nerdalo Rants with NB. Nerd is the word, and I'm out this piece. Woop woop.